The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
The fucking building today, just to let y'all know, we're live from Atlanta.
We here?
All because of Wax. This is all Wax's fault, but it ended up coming all together and being a wonderful thing. We got Purebred Music Group in the motherfucking building.
We got
Asia in the building.
Yes, what sir. Up? What's up? What's
we
up?
We got Jackpot in the building. The boss right now. Just in case y'all ain't know, y'all about to find out a lot about this, my family right here. So this is very special to me because I've been dying to get Asia on an episode. Especially you, Pot, because you talk your shit. I'm a little nervous.
Listen.
I'm a little nervous.
No filter tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are you on the right show?
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
Let's go.
So we got Jersey is definitely in the motherfucking building.
Sure.
We got Miami. Hey. Miami
definitely in the building. Yeah, stand up.
And it goes crazy. Now, one thing about Asia, she is super talented.
Thank you.
Super, super talented. And when Pot put me on to her a while ago, you know, I tried to help you a little bit, but I tried to also mind my business at the same damn time because I know you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I just think she's an incredible, talented artist. And if you don't know about her, we're going to tell you a little bit about her, but you also need to go check out her stuff. Where can they find you at right now?
Right now, I'm mostly on Instagram right now. You can find me at Asia Tyra, AsyAhtyra. And also, if you want to hear my music, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, everything. If it's something new I need to be on, let me know. So we're going to get on it for sure.
Yeah, TikTok fire.
You know, it's TikTok, you know.
And like, Purebred is not just a label. You have every fucking thing going on. I'm talking
about a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, right? Y'all have, I don't even know where to begin, from restaurants to... Y'all do the turkey draws with the mayors, with spit your shit a little bit and let them know like what inspired you to do this.
So we started Purebred Music Group in 2017, Jersey. First, we started in Atlanta, actually. You know what I'm saying? Went from there to Jersey, and that's when we started doing that. Then we got Asia Tyra after 4Giotto. 4Giotto was first.
Yeah.
He did his thing. Then Asia Tyra came through and just shut the city down. And now we've been moving and stepping. Now, during COVID, we ended up having to move back to Jersey, so that's where we at right now.
Right.
But now we're picking it back up. About to get back out here, get it shaking.
Yeah. And this is the start of it, because it's going down. We got X in the building, too.
X is in the building.
I want to make sure we shout him out. His beats is always fire. Yeah. You know, so that's definitely somebody else that y'all need to check out. We got Swaglam in the building.
We do.
Y'all know her for all my
famous looks,
hair,
for sure.
Famous looks from... When I was damn, 15 years old, Toya been rocking with, I've been rocking with Toya, one of my closest friends. So it's a, shut the fuck up. Somebody need to do his head, because I'm tired of this mop. Okay? And it's a bald spot in the middle.
Don't do my man like that.
You're supposed to be a bald spot. If you ain't got dressed like this, and you ain't got a bald spot, you ain't on your shit.
Right.
Well, maybe you need to go hit up Swaglam to get something a little glam
about Miami.
for sure. You laughing. He going
to
get you
Dr.
right.
You going to Dr. Miami, too? I thought you was going for your BBL. I don't know what's happening here. Anyway, so here on the Bully and the Beast podcast, we give out some great advice, ratchet advice, some real advice. But we always going to make sure we try to help y'all, but it never really works
out. They don't be filling the holes in, so we might have to fill the holes in.
We got to fill some holes in. So they reach out to us.
Fill the holes in.
Yes, they reach out to us in a DM. Sometimes we get voicemails. I don't even know if we're still doing voicemails, but we'll give the number out anyway. What's the number?
347-679-611. They holler at us.
Okay, now if you want to DM us, all you got to do is hit us up at
Bully in the
beat. No!
What the fuck? No, why y'all got this shit rolling?
Why does he do this? It's every other time.
You know what? And I'm sorry, but watch this. Watch this. At Bully in the Beast Podcast.
Come on, we're in church, man. I hate when he does
that.
Okay.
Amen.
So this is the first DM. We're going to help these motherfuckers out.
Let's do it.
Yo, what's up, Bully and the Beast? What up, Smith? What up, Twerk God? Just in case y'all ain't know, Twerk God is our cameraman.
Twerk God, what up, though?
What up?
All right, now, they said what's up to me, of course. And last and definitely not least, Spelling Bee Wax is what they're calling you. They're calling you Spelling Bee Wax. I don't know why, because you always get the words wrong. We'll get to that at the end of the show. Anyway, I need some grade A advice from y'all about a situation I'm in. I'm a 22-year-old male in California. I work full-time and I do school part-time. I'm almost done getting my associates at community college. Okay. I'm currently in a relationship for the past 1 year or so, but I've checked out months ago. My girlfriend is great. She provides me with comfort, love, and plenty of sex. However, she's not what I'm looking for in the bedroom. Mind you, I'm 5'9", 170 pounds. She's like 5'11", and 240. First off, the sex is not whack, but the hard part about sex is looking past all the things I would consider unhygienic. I understand bigger girls can chafe and sweat a little more than others, but I believe that's something you could come to understand at some point. However, multiple occasions I have not been able to finish the deed because of the smell of her pussy or the fact that sometimes I have to push harder to get up in there. Now, I'm feeling indifferent about sex every time because she definitely initiates it every single date night. But remember, when I said I checked out months ago, well, that's when I cheated on her. I fucked the girl at work raw. The girl later found out I had a girl and she was upset about it and I ghosted that bitch. She tried twice to contact me in person and over the phone, but I ignored both. Currently, I'm feeling indifferent about the girl at work because I feel like she wants to link up again by the way she's trying to catch my eye and all that stuff. My question is, how do I break up with my first girl? Do I bring up that I cheated and checked out, or do I gaslight her and blame it all on her? I don't think she will do anything psycho, but please tell me. Thank you, and I love the podcast.
Yeah, you get them. Yeah.
Sit your ass down. Shut the fuck up. I say the best thing you should do is just try to turn her off. Don't hurt her feelings. You want the girl. Like, whenever I try to leave a girl, I try to make her want to break up with me. You know what I'm saying? So I start doing little corny, stupid stuff so I know she's not going to like. If you break up with a girl, that girl that big, she going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. And he said 5'9", right?
Yeah.
You might want to sit this one out.
Smell, she don't give a fuck about you, so she'll kill you, nigga.
Facts.
Yeah. I want to know how she ended up with her off the first pussy smell while she's still dealing with it. And if you ain't going to say nothing, what's that about?
Yeah, how you with somebody that long and can't say that they got something wrong with
them? She's scared of her. She's 240, bro. Yeah.
She facts, probably going to body slam that nigga.
The shit out of her.
She might fuck me up.
Yeah, for real, for real.
But he knew that that's what she was when they got into the situation. Yeah. She ain't grow that tall and big. So this is something you've been dealing with. I do feel, have you ever dealt with somebody and like when you're dealing with them, their smell, everything you're attracted to, but then when you start fucking hating them, they stink?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's that's like probably what it is.
Yeah,
he probably never really knew she smelled like that because he thought he was so in love with her. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? But nah, I really smell like this.
Yeah, you know, she always
like, that's literally what happened. Right? So it's like, yeah.
So he slipped on that. He didn't realize what was happening. Have you ever had to tell a woman that her pussy stink?
Few times called bacterial vaginosis, man. Yeah. We'll go get that metronidazole done.
But that means you're giving it to them. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. That means you're giving it to them because BB comes from the man. Yeah.
But that could have been another man prior to me. I could have been another man.
No.
Bro, mine was the girl had the tampon got stuck and she didn't know.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the tampon.
It's a big pussy.
What do you mean?
No, it's not a tampon. It's a long thing.
The tampon.
Yeah, tampon got stuck.
What was it, the Supermax one?
That's what I'm saying. Hold on, where did it get stuck?
I don't get what's happening.
Because the string was like hanging.
Oh, the string broke.
Yo, and though she cut the string because she did. The string was hanging.
So you fucked her with a tampon?
No, I didn't fuck her.
She wanted to show, so she cut the string and then like it got stuck.
But then fucked him?
No. I didn't smash her. Her pussy was just smelling for like it wasn't that night. I remember when she cut it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she got it because that motherfucking shit starts smelling like a train wreck.
No,
ride a tampon.
There's been times when I thought that I still had a tampon and I'm like fishing for it and I'm like, oh shit, I took it out.
Not that they got lost in the sauce, so
because you got to, because you don't want that shit like that. Because it's usually a drunken night. And I'm like, oh shit, did I take the tampon? But you do. Like you're just gonna do it.
Yeah.
But at the time, you're like, damn, did I or did I not? You don't wanna have a nasty vagina like that bitch, like the bitch you was fucking that had a tampon in.
I wasn't fucking her. I just smelled it. And I know it had to come from that.
How you get down?
I'm with wax. I'm with wax on that.
It's a certain smell that is a period. There's a certain smell of BV. Right. There's a certain smell of chlamydia. This was a train
wreck. He said this was a train wreck.
How many times did he smell this shit to know? Like, I
dealt with enough girls to know what's okay. You know what I'm saying? I know a girl who.
So how many times did you give out chlamydia, nigga?
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Damn. The only thing I
actually had was a yeast infection. You know what I'm saying? So that's all.
These things happen when you're tearing down more than one.
Oh my God.
Gotta get back to the BV one.
Yeah, I met her like that.
Hold on, we gotta stay right now.
Because you meet her and her pussy's fine, and then you fuck her and then she has BV. Now where do we go from here?
Get them with the metronidazole pills, you know, and after you get from there. Sometimes that gives a side effect of a yeast infection. Yes. So now we gotta take a Diflucan. Talk to us.
You gotta take two sometimes. This man know the steps. Some people are, you know.
Absolutely.
What about, she should soak an Epsom salt.
I see.
What that do?
Soak
an Epsom
salt, yeah. They tighten the pussy up so your boyfriend comes.
He don't have a pussy. He don't know that. He don't get that much pussy. Mm-hmm. So like, I would more so listen to somebody that looks like they get more pussy.
Here they go. They clowning.
Like, what kind of bitches is fucking this nigga?
I don't know. He don't even know.
Who's like?
I tell these bitches, I said, you fucking me, something must be wrong with you. That's why I can't be with you.
Exactly. What if Wax tried to slide in your DM?
Listen.
Big man, it
that's
might
a
be
big
on some,
man.
Don't drink your juice in South Central.
Listen,
give me your number right now. Let's go.
Like
she
said,
are you writing your number on the paper if Wax put the gun to your head?
Like he said, if somebody's fucking him, it's something wrong with you. So I think I would not be on that train. Everything is right with me.
I'll look at him like you having sex with me. Something must be wrong with you. That's why I'm never talking to her again.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's the best thing.
You wouldn't trust a bitch that fucks you.
Hell no.
But you have kids.
What's wrong with you? Something wrong with the motherfuckers too.
Wait, the kids?
Something wrong with the kids or the baby mamas?
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Nah, the kids is good. You know what I'm saying?
The baby mamas.
But they're going to go through the same thing daddy go through.
Damn. Oh my God.
Run after you have sex with them because they shouldn't have sex with you.
Generational curse. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's all good.
That's Little cool. Meats.
Did y'all help this person? No, y'all didn't help this person.
I don't think we could.
I don't think we could help.
I just told him to go to the doctor try to fix that. All right, this is what I would do. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it depends on if you want to be with the person. If you're going to be with them, I'm going to tell you about it. Let's work on that situation. If we can't get this thing right, then it's something you're doing wrong.
I think I know what it is. Yeah. All you got to do is, if you want to be with her, go on your hand and look for that tampon.
Mm-hmm. And pull that bitch out.
And pull that shit out. If you don't want to do it, let the next nigga pull it out.
What if she said, the real issue is, I made my pussy stink because your dick ain't hitting. I can't feel it. So I'd rather not fuck you.
Damn.
Why you initiating all the motherfucking time?
Yeah.
You initiated every fucking date that we got. Why you trying to initiate that shit?
I mean, if you're in a relationship, you want to have sex.
Yeah.
Right?
So, listen, we'll just go to the back hole. Take it to the back. Some people use all three. Maybe that thing might be a little tighter. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Bad advice and good advice. Talk to me.
How many hoes? He said three.
I don't feel like it could reach. Just think about it. If she a big girl, she might got a big ass. That dick ain't going to reach up in there.
That's why it smells. She must have gained weight because a lot of girls, when you washing, it's only a certain amount of scrubs you do. It's like on my leg, it's probably three scrubs here and three scrubs everywhere. But when if I get bigger, I got to be five scrubs.
Ooh,
she probably can start extra scrubbing.
So do y'all scrub a little extra because y'all bigger than us? So like, dude,
I gotta scrub a little
you know
more.
What I just did when he said that? I just
started my scrub.
I think your three is right. Then you got to do a couple lifting and underneath.
No.
Switch seats. That was the last fucking high five that I'm gonna see on this motherfucker.
Right.
That's gonna be the last motherfucking high five.
Let me get close to sis
over
here.
You
get
what I'm saying
now?
I don't need y'all to be high fiving over
there. No, we about to be high fiving too.
Absolutely.
So when you're in a relationship, right? What is the amount of times that you think you should have sex in a week?
I mean, it depends on like y'all first getting into it. When y'all first getting in a relationship, I think it should be every single day. Every year, it should go down a day. So, if y'all been in a relationship for 2 years, it should be 6 times a week. 3 years, 4 times a week. You know what I'm saying?
And then none.
That's how I usually be.
Bro, you really got this shit figured out, though.
It's only right.
Like, I'm just glad they can't slap
I'm
high
doing
highs.
More than once
so
in a
7 years.
More than once in a day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but in 7 years, you got to look at it. If people have been together for 7 years, they ain't getting no sex. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I was with somebody for 7 years and was fucking.
Every day?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, wow. Right? Yeah. It's an everyday thing.
That's
everyday
a fact.
So for it depends on
years,
the person, too.
Oh, so 7 years, 365 days times seven. Yeah. Woo!
You just gotta do different things, right?
Yeah, but yeah, what you say now, it depends on the person.
It depends on the person you with. Like, if you really attracted to the person and you feeling the vibe and it's going good, yo, I wanna break you down tonight. You know
what
I'm saying?
Period.
Break you down.
Break
tonight.
You down. I like the breaking down thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I got your back.
Nah.
We all in.
We all in.
That's what it should
have
been anyway.
Okay.
What about when the red lights say stop? Do you stop?
It depends.
I run them red lights every now and then. I can't lie.
It depends on who it is again.
Yeah.
You know
fact.
What I'm saying? If you over here fucking a crackhead, no.
Oh.
But if you got
why
your
why are you fucking a crackhead on her period? That's some real desperate shit.
No, you should have stopped that before you said period.
Word.
Pause.
All of that. You fucking a crackhead and she on her period?
I told you before.
Yeah,
only
he
reason
did.
Why I fucked a crackhead, period, is because I didn't know she was a crackhead at first.
You ever fucked a crackhead?
I don't know.
He looked at me.
I done fucked a couple cokeheads.
Yeah.
I don't know about no crackheads though.
Is it different?
Yeah.
It's cooked crack. I mean, it's cooked coke.
It is, but the reaction is different.
Yeah.
The other one, they might want to sniff it off your joint and do a couple things. You might get on your what's the nigga name? Scarface situation. Not me, but they
not
did.
Me,
yeah,
but
yeah, not
money,
me.
Yeah.
Let's
money.
State that correctly.
Yeah. They got money off of it. But
thanks.
I don't know. I forgot what you said.
We talking about running the red light.
On a crackhead.
Yeah. Running red light. I mean, see, for me, I get what you're saying, but it got to be the person.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I won't do that with just anybody. But if it's my nigga that I've been with
Game
or
time.
Whatever. Yeah, and I also, I've gotten eaten out on my period before.
Absolutely.
Numerous times. Right. Yeah, like you... You can either add a tampon in, make sure your shit good, whatever, and then you just
soak
go
for a little
from
bit
there.
Epsom salt.
Yeah.
You soak for
what's up with you in this Epsom salt? I wish you would drink.
He won't let it go.
I gotta give you some. Yeah, Epsom salt.
Drink that shit, nigga. I wanna see what happens.
It get you runs.
It do.
Yeah.
There's a certain thing you gotta do. You gotta boil Epsom salt and what's them green leaves that people make look good on your food? Parsley. Yeah, put Epsom salt and parsley.
Different mix
together.
Right there. She like, you believe it?
Listen to the nigga that got chlamydia and can smell the shit through panties.
Vinegar, the parsley, and Epsom salt together and put on that motherfucking pussy and watch what happens. Yeah, man, I never know you was cheating.
All right, so what happens when the condom breaks or pops? Do you say something?
I've been a dirty nigga a few times. Say
it all depends on who it is. It was a crackhead. It was a crackhead.
But are you saying something?
Yeah, though? Are you saying something?
I have before. And then other times, sometimes that feeling be too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you just jumped in the ocean.
You ever
in the ocean.
You ever got a condom stuck in anyone and didn't say anything?
Nah, because shit ain't here now.
Yeah,
shit
might
be a little
shit always gets small. Every time I wear a Magnum, my shit gets stuck every time. You should get lost in that fucking girl.
Because it's like too baggy?
Yeah, that's what. See, what you gotta do? She caught me. I was supposed to put the Magnum on, but you know what I'm saying? I was putting the other one on, and man, she seen the Max. I was like, I'm put the Magnum on. But I usually try to, like, you know, show the Magnum and put the tuxedo on. You know?
Wax is my nigga. That's my brother for years. I can't even believe that. I see that nigga working out. I love you, but I ain't believing that. My nigga Wax get it in. That's
I'm
it.
Sorry. No,
cut
no.
the shit.
The biggest
we don't
biggest,
have those problems.
The biggest niggas low key be the littlest niggas sometimes.
Some of them niggas do. I heard.
I heard. Right? You get what I'm saying? So. Wax already says his thing goes to the side and is broken anyway.
It's broken anyway.
That's what he says. I don't know what
that's
like.
That's why it's short because
I think
it's
disgusting.
The longer ones go this way, but my shit go this way. So I'm short right here.
Okay, so what does he do? So I think fucking with somebody that you work with is the biggest no-no. You should never fuck with somebody you work with because you got to see the bitch or the nigga all the motherfucking time, not just jeopardizing your fucking job, but he done fucked somebody at work. And didn't tell her. So now she crazy a little bit because now she mad because you fucked up and you had a girl and you lied about it. And you ashamed of your girl because nobody know you got a girl.
But again, L'Oreal, that's it depends on who it is. Now, if it's your boss, you always got something on her. You can fuck your boss. But just not somebody on the same level.
Your boss will fire you.
That's a strategic ass play.
Nah, there's mad people out there that's bitter and fucked up. Like, she could be like, man, I'm this nigga boss. He lied. He ghosted me. That nigga has no job no more.
Nah, he's saying he don't got to worry about the job because you got to worry about sexual harassment and some other shit they might be trying to throw up.
She could flip it and be like, he sexually harassed me.
Facts. I'm just saying.
You don't even want to go there.
Whoever
with those
go first. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't. Only fuck the married woman.
It's crazy.
Yeah, right?
She only fuck the married
woman. She got everything to lose, right?
Yeah.
But that's why you said that, though, right? On the different levels. Because if you're on the same level and you got to worry about, that's nothing. On the other level, you at least got some leverage, he's saying.
Okay. Have you ever dealt with anybody you worked with?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, no. No, I can't even.
Yeah.
We ain't going to find you with no producer or anybody
It don't even match up. There's so many people in the world. It's like, I'm just looking at you, and it depends on if we doing good business. I can't even. Can't mess up my money.
But sometimes the vibe is there, right? Because now you do the same. You do similar things. You're in a similar space. And we talked about this with Jock. You have similar likes and interests, and then that starts to make you think that, like, oh, maybe this person will understand me better than the other person. So you've never got those thoughts and had to fight them?
I probably have, but those people like that have someone around them who's also like them. So if you keep people who's like you, I'm probably like, yo, you got who you got? You got a brother? You got a sister? What you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because someone like you.
Ooh,
I don't
so
have
you
to.
Like that more like
I'm going for the family members. I'm not even trying to go for you.
Family member.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's actually smart.
That's very
smart.
You're supposed
to. Mama.
You post.
No, this is what he's doing.
The Mr. and Mrs. Smith shit happened, though. That's how, what was his name? Brad Pitt.
Angelina.
So. That's how it goes sometimes because a lot of times when you have the same schedule, you end up dealing with that person being around. When you got a regular person and you got somebody who's an actor, they might be on set for 6 months. That's what ends up happening. You end up getting close. It happened. Right. Same thing with the music industry.
Like 17 hours, be on set for a long
time. Yeah, but then you leave or the project is done.
Perfect.
And now what?
That's where the hard part comes in.
Right.
I don't know. It depends on the movie or a flick because if that thing was an intense joint, now you really share that moment.
Yeah.
What happens if you was with Halle Berry? I might not stop.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or Nia Long.
So have you ever dealt with anybody that you work with?
Well. I got a problem going on right now, but we seem to work it on out.
So what do you mean?
Well, me and this significant other, you know what I'm saying? We've been together for a good little amount of time, 6 years. You know, everything's been shaking and moving. It has its ups and downs, but I'm not going to lie to you. Because we're both super honest with each other, a lot of times we're able to figure the problems out.
Right.
It's when we play the little power games and she try to poke this way because she know how to push my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
But then she know also know how to play with my buttons. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Something like that could have happened right. Absolutely.
And I know you. You're very spoiled.
I'm very spoiled at times. But I do a lot of spoiling, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, one hand wash the other, both hands wash the face.
Right.
And I think at the end of the day, it can coexist.
Yeah.
Now, we talking about the eyes. It depends on what type of person you are. I'm going to beat them. I beat them eyes all the time. Mm-hmm. So we still together. 6 years. We're going to keep shaking. That's all I could tell you about that.
Okay.
But you know, even with me, like anybody I actually start dealing with, we get close, I'm running business all the time. You have to come and be a secretary or
I don't like that.
He trying to put you to work.
He does that with
it's only right because right now, if she was the breadwinner or she was in position for me, I'd be right there bringing out Avon's. I used to deal with a lady that used to sell an Avon lady. You know what I'm saying? I was
the Avon lady.
Oh, he's talking about Mary Kay.
Yeah, I was out there. handing out the fucking Avons and shit with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a team player at the end of the day. Anybody that's with me is going to be a team player. So, did I ever deal with somebody that I work with? Yes.
No, you put people to work that you deal with. That's a difference. To me, that's a huge difference. And whereas toxic is when you don't have them anymore and now you can't function. For instance, the nigga can't set up a fucking laptop or a mic with to do a podcast that he's been doing for 5 years. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because you have people doing it for you. Yes, so man. Then you become handicapped and it's annoying to the people around you.
Now you're right, you're 1,000% right. Because even if
it's on point. That's on point.
It'd be a beautiful girl. She's amazing, teeth, pretty toes. And
nobody cares about that here in this work field.
If she sit there and say she can't cook, ouch, because I need that. That's the only thing I need for you to actually know how to do. Teeth, titties, and toes pretty, and you know how to cook, you got what?
What's a deal breaker for you, Asia?
A deal breaker for me?
Something like, you're like, I don't care, I love this motherfucker, but if this happens, no.
Oh, definitely cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah, that's it.
So
she's still young.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes that happens, man. Yeah. You never know. You could be in love with somebody.
It has to be a final destination type of thing. Like it has to be like an accident. Like you gotta just fall on the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
No cheating.
Yeah. No. Because
I know I'm not gonna.
You heard that? Fall on it.
No, you
fall
never.
On her. Fall on her.
So you never cheated.
No, I don't even get into relationships that much.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Because it's just like nowadays, especially just like Pot said, I'm young. So to me, getting in a relationship. We don't know each other. I like to get to know people. I'm a Gemini. First of all, it'd be fun at times. And then I read people so easily. I know when it's a short and I know when it's a long. So it's kind of like, am I going to enjoy the ride or I'm going to cut this short?
Yeah.
Get off this one. So that's how I really be.
And what, because your mother I love your mother. First
oh yeah.
And
she
foremost.
A beast.
And
for
she
sure.
got you, she helped you in the music path
yeah, she
as
did.
Well.
She did.
But she's a younger mom that's mad hip. She in the know. She knows. She listens to my show all
yeah,
the time.
All the time.
I fuck with her.
Yeah.
So how is that for you when having a mother that is so involved that can really tell you about certain things? Does that make you another thing that keeps you away from these relationships?
I think that's one of the biggest things. I think my mother is the biggest thing, the biggest reason why I'm not in a relationship. Just seeing her mistakes and then also seeing her, like, her corrections. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, look at what my mom's doing right now to just correct the mistakes she made. So it makes me kind of hard on people. I test them more at the beginning. Peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And see if you're going to stand up or you're going to fall. Mm. So, like, yeah, just commend to my mom because her being just a entrepreneur doing her stuff and just such a beast.
Yeah.
Like, I look at my mother and I'm like, damn, if I don't see these characteristics in you, damn, it just be hard for me to bring somebody to my mom. My mom be looking like, what
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, she don't play that shit.
What is this right
why
here?
You know what?
Because he's talking about you, bitch.
Listen,
you
talking about
how you know how this man saw yesterday? Damn. How you know?
You look like you had them pants up. That's a motherfucking fact.
You feel me?
So, okay, you said test, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is something that I've always got on wax about.
Probably.
What is a test that you might put on somebody to kind of see, like, where they are? And do you think that that's a little, think about it, is it a little childish?
No, it is. It's still power moves. We ain't in high school and college
anymore.
Yeah.
Like, what I did, I went on a date. I went on a date before. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, a month ago. Just a slight little date. And then I left my phone, but I put my AirPods in. So you walk to the bathroom, you take your AirPods. Bathroom not too far. You know, if you know your iPhone, you change your radius. So you put your AirPods in. I put my phone down. And I'm testing you. See, you're going to go through my phone. You're going to check up if I hit a Zoom. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, tests is like that. Do you trust me?
You just taught me some shit, guys.
Yeah, because the motherfucker be talking shit like, damn, you bitch ass nigga just walked away from the table.
And you can hear everything. You can hear everything.
What? Yeah, how you do that?
Just start recording.
Y'all about to order magic. I'm like, fuck this shit, bitch.
What?
Yeah, I think stuff like that.
Scary. I'm not going to lie. I probably don't even want to hear what a motherfucker got to say about me.
I be wanting to hear.
I'm not going to lie. Mm-mm. Because, I mean, think about the things you probably said about people. I've said some shit that I probably didn't even really mean. Or I talk shit a lot. Like, we talk shit. You get what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I might say some shit and I'm joking. Motherfucker take this shit a whole nother
come
way.
Out the bathroom,
yeah,
bill
like,
on
this
you.
Bitch, man. Yeah. Fuck this bitch. Yeah.
Nah.
They leave you with the bill.
Oh my God. Remind me to tell you what happened.
What?
When I was in Mexico. Matter of fact, I'll tell y'all real quick right now. We met some people at the bar. I didn't talk to them. My friend was talking to them. I don't really, you know, I'm funny sometimes.
Always.
I don't want to talk to people. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So we were going out to eat, and it just so happened to be the same exact place. We ran into the dude again, but he's like some Mario Lopez looking ass nigga. So not nothing that, you know, I like black people. Like, yeah. Not yeah. like that, but that's the only thing I date or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So whatever, he invites us. That's one invite, right? Mm-hmm. Now we get to the restaurant. We're like, fuck these people. We're going to go make our own reservations. We go sit down. It's only me and my homegirl. It's her birthday. So we go and sit down. We've been to this restaurant before. It's like a prime kind of price, you mm-hmm. know? Maybe even a little cheaper, Capital Grill. Oh. So we walk to the table, and the people are at the table. It's two guys and a girl. So they're like, oh, hey, come sit with us. So we're like, nah, we got our own table out here. They're like, oh, come on, come sit with us. No, we good. Mm-hmm. We go sit down. It was hot as fuck where our table was. It was outside. We were like, God damn, maybe we should have sat inside, right? So we like, fuck it. We just gonna sit out here anyway. Waiter comes over, and the waiter goes, you know, your presence is being requested in the dining room.
That's like, the word they use, too?
Yeah, literally that's said, dope. Your presence is
that,
being requested.
That might make me go.
That might go. So we were like, it's hot, bitch. Like, might as well just go see what these weirdos. It's a black dude, a white girl, and Mario Lopez. Mm-hmm. So we like, all right, cool. So we sit down, they join the tables together. You know me. Shots. What we taking shots
you
of?
Already.
1942,
hello,
nigga.
Hello.
You invited my presence to the table.
Right.
It's nice. A present, nigga. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we get the shots. Everything's popping. Nigga starts trying to talk to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, ain't that your girlfriend, the white girl right there? He mm-hmm. like, no, this is that. She keeps saying, yeah, we live here and we, right? So then he goes, she thinks that we're together, da 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 da. Mind you, he didn't have a chance anyway. Like, yeah. He wasn't even yeah. my type. Y'all asked us to come. We're friends here.
Yeah.
So, okay, make a long story short, he keeps getting up from the table. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this bitch ass nigga, he's about to try to run out on this motherfucking yeah. bill, right? Because I don't know yeah. what's happening. Oh, he gets up, goes to the bathroom. We get him more shots. Whatever. I'm like, another round. So I'm going to go like three rounds, 42. Then.
$42 each.
The nigga comes walking over. Exactly. And he hands me a bill. The waiter hands me a bill. And hands them a bill.
No.
So I'm like, what's this? He's like, this y'all stuff. I took out my card and I paid it and we got up and left.
No.
But you requested my presence. I had to sit here, hear you talk to me about this and this. And who was supposed to pay that bill?
He was.
No, okay. He was.
Absolutely.
For sure. Was supposed to pay that bill. But am I crazy for?
Why you ain't tell the waiter? Why you ain't bring the waiter who asked you to come over and request your presence so that he could have then said they told her to come over here? You were at their table now.
Yeah.
He got to pay
but
that.
But here's the thing. Where do you think he kept walking up to go?
To tell the waiter to split the bill.
So when I looked at the bill, it was all our stuff on there. Damn. It wasn't theirs and ours. I will say that. Like the 42 shots. But it wasn't even that much.
Fucking Mario Lopez.
Mario what? Fucking Lopez.
That's why we like Zach better anyway. We like Zach.
We like Zach.
But
like
I say that to say how trifling niggas could be. Like, I would never invite somebody over to my table.
But you know why he did that though, right?
No.
Because you were, it's
the kind of give him no play.
It's the conversation. If you would have played a little more.
Don't you get the play after you pay the bill?
Yeah, give him play and give him the last number wrong.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. We didn't even get to that point.
Oh. Mm.
You was trying to talk to me, right? Then I take my phone out. He like 954, trying to get me to put the number in the phone. So I'm like acting like I'm like, yeah. I'm storing him as fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He don't know.
Block after the restaurant.
Yeah,
we know that one.
My thing is, maybe he didn't know that I was a 1942 type of bitch.
Word.
But I'll tell you what he did say before that bill came. Mm-hmm. He was like, when we were at the bar, I was trying to get your attention and you wouldn't even talk to me. So he thought he was getting me to fuck back, but he don't know I got money.
That
little $400 bill don't mean nothing to me. Fair. We was paying this anyway.
At all.
This was our reservation.
Facts.
But I say that to say, leave a bitch alone if you ain't in her motherfucking league.
Yes.
If you out of a bitch league or whatever. And to me, I don't know if that was a test or whatever the fuck he thought, but I ain't the bitch to test. Nigga. Don't test me. So that's why when y'all tell me about these tests, because he does it.
Yep.
I don't do that with people.
What? Wax, what you be doing, Wax?
Like, I left the girl. I left the girl and her friends at the fucking Applebee's.
What?
Oh my God, I'm tired of this.
The Applebee's?
No.
They
was ordering lobster and all this type of
stuff. At Applebee's. It's Applebee's,
that
bro.
That was lobster fish sticks.
That was lobster.
That was
fish.
Frozen. I got, oh, you telling me what?
Yes. First of all, you should have definitely left after fucking ordering lobster at Applebee's. That's you gotta crazy. Go off top.
You gotta judge her.
No, you gotta go. I gotta give him some more. He gotta go.
Nah, but you know what? All jokes aside, like, I was supposed to just be with her. Next thing you know, three of her friends.
That's how they do.
Oh, they do that.
That's how they do.
You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, y'all feel like they do
so
that.
So what should I have then?
Nah, you good.
And then they put us in a dilemma because you can't say, yo, I got you, but I don't know about
I
that.
I can't do that to her,
I mean,
girl.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, everybody think.
No, but you did do that. You did do that. You said you left.
I left.
Oh, yeah, you got to take that. You got to take that.
Hey, but he lying because he did it.
77, we'll take that, man.
They had beer and shit. They was eating beer, drinking beer.
You know, I'm just used to where we all go eat.
You know what I'm saying?
We a little different. You know how we play.
You were supposed to pay that.
I didn't know they was coming. And then plus the way they
he
was doing it.
Nah, you listen, know that nigga ain't having it.
Regardless if I did or not, he at did. The end of the day, I only had it for her and only had it for me at the time. You know what I'm saying?
So he did have it. Now we get into the truth. All right,
now we
I'm
get
broke.
Into the truth.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, real shit is like, yo, the way they was doing it, I would have paid for it, but the way they was doing it was on some, go ahead, girl. Yeah, he got it. Just go ahead and like, and they was just like, oh, he got it. Give me this, give me that, give me this. So I start saying, give me this, give me that.
And he ran his bill up. Yeah.
I'm add this motherfucker. Y'all want to add this motherfucking shit up? I'm add this motherfucking shit up too. And I act like one of my boys is outside.
Mm.
And I got the fuck out
you
of
here. You shouldn't date also, unless you're financially stable. That's
I wasn't dating.
You was taking a bitch out to eat. Okay. You shouldn't date unless you're financially
you fucked her too.
Stable.
You fucked her before that.
I didn't even smash.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't even smash.
She knew your real name. She met you at your spot.
No, nah, I was at a car lot.
Smart.
Oh, you good. You
then
good.
He can get yeah, there. I give him that.
Are you meeting a bitch at a car lot? Like, what's happening?
She might have been buying a car.
I was getting a whip.
Yeah.
And then y'all went from the car lot to Applebee's?
No, I got her number.
Oh, no, I don't know about
what's
that
happening?
I met up with her.
What's
and
happening
I'm saying
here?
It was only supposed to be her, though. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get some pussy.
Would you meet this nigga alone if you was a woman? Look at this beast.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I would. I'll be the one like I'm dropping my location. This nigga.
Right.
His jeans a little tight.
But listen, at the end of the day, and that's what I'm saying. Listen, and that's what I'm trying to say. I think the girl was trying to sit there and not give me no pussy because she brought her friends. You see what I'm saying? If it's a girl, knows she's gonna give you some pussy. She's gonna leave her friends out of this. It's gonna be one on one. And that's what
some of the girls I know get down with the friends, too. So maybe
absolutely.
You missed out on
maybe
the time.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, but then you got some of them who just be trying to feed the girls. They back at the house waiting. Girl, I'm trying to see if he going to pay for all of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Does he look like a trick? Everybody got quiet. He don't look
that's,
like
that's no big wax.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't tricking on your boy.
Absolutely.
I got a little meat.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right,
we got another DM, y'all.
You feel me? You doing good.
Hey. Hi, y'all. I need some help with my man. By the way, if you want to DM us, all you got to do is hit us up at
Bully and the Beast at Bully and the Beast Podcast. You?
Bully and the Beast at Bully and the Beast Podcast?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast. Did I get it right?
There you go.
My man.
We need something with like the pastor going to say something I want everybody.
Okay, no, now you're gone too far. Okay. All right, y'all, I need some help with my man. I'm 27. Uh-huh. My nigga is 35 and I love him to death. We've been together 3 years now and I'm not going to lie, I'm not fully satisfied only being with him. They need to switch partners. Our sex used to be fire, but after a couple years, we get into a routine with someone, you know, the same thing over and over. He don't even whine and dine me like he used to. And even though I don't doubt he loves me, I need to be shown that. Now here's some context. I'm bi. I love me some men, but I love me some women too. That's never been a secret between the two of us. He knew from jump that it took a lot for me to agree to be solely with him, but deep down, I want a poly relationship with him and another woman. But my man is prideful than a motherfucker, so I don't know how I'm gonna bring that up to him. I don't think monogamy is for me. I thought it was because I fucked with him so heavy, but at the end of the day, I feel how I feel now, even after 3 years. He fulfills me and loves me in certain ways, but I know myself. Women just love me different. I'm not going to be pressed if we bring another person into the mix, but I don't know if he can without getting jealous or getting in his feelings. So let me know, y'all, how can I bring this up to my man and not lose him? Because at the end of the day, I can't lose him. I just can't.
That nigga's gone.
Really?
As soon as you say something. Well, she wanna do, right?
No, she wanna. She's five.
Well, then, yeah, it's all good.
But he seems a little like...
She'd bring her
not,
in.
You know, everyone's...
He faking it. You gotta wait till she... I promise you. Wait till
that other girl...
Let that girl come in.
Yeah, let that girl come in.
No, but you can't touch her.
Oh, why is she here then?
That's a fact. Oh. I'm not with that either. I gotta be able to play.
only she could touch her?
Yeah, she wants the relationship with the girl.
And he can't have no relationship?
So, yeah, I was about to say, can he do the same thing?
Because then that's not probably.
He didn't ask for it, though.
Now, I mean, my shorty says she got a girl. I fall back because I know it's less penises. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I don't.
Yeah, yours, nigga. Yours is being deducted.
Less is mine.
right.
I don't think I'd be upset. Cause I like live porn. I pay for live porn. You know what I'm saying?
What if they say you can't watch? This is
no.
Enough. He cutting the cord right there.
Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. I can't watch. There's no need for me to even be here, so she can't be here.
So if you're able to watch, this is an okay situation.
I got your back. My shorty can have a girl.
So she can have a girl that you don't touch, but you got to be able to watch.
Yeah. Cause I need to know what spots making the reason why she's here, like what's making her scream and making her want to actually have her before me. I need to learn how to do that.
That's smart. He's okay. Trying to learn. That's what's up.
So, are you gonna get another woman?
Nah, if I got two right here, no.
You don't have to.
I'm getting another one, bro.
He gotta get even.
It might be spite, but then also if I can't play with her, then when y'all doing what y'all doing, I might go slide. You know what I'm saying? I need to go do what I need to do as well.
Because your needs got to be met at the same time, just like her.
Yeah. Cause,
but what if she take care of you, too, after she play around with her? Because she's over horny. Because she ain't got no meat.
I'm with
you
the same.
You don't have to get eaten that they want the meat.
That's
maybe
a fact.
She did
that's
get
a fact.
Meat. A plastic one, but that's okay.
Nah, nobody want that plastic.
What if she fucked your girl better than we fucked?
This is what I'm saying. What's happening?
With the dildo on?
Yeah.
Because
she can't nut, so she got that same rhythm. We got to slow the rhythm down because we might nut. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he's from my cloth. He ain't from our cloth, bro. Cause this dude, if she's worried about another chick coming in, most dudes are going 9 out of 10. We gonna take that, all right?
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna try to finesse it once she's in.
He's that
kind
of guy.
He's not.
Cause he ain't got no game. He don't got no game.
Hello. Yeah.
She loves him though, and that matters because love can overpower sex. Or do you think not?
But do she like him? I'd rather you like me.
I think
than
sex
love
helps love too, cause there'd be times where that should take it to the next level.
Okay.
Sometimes that love, you real upset with that person and. You know, you turn into a different person when you're intimate with them. Mm-hmm. So I think love and sex, that connection is.
But which one is stronger to you, love or sex?
Like is the biggest. I'd rather you like
me. Yeah.
Smart. Any girl that ever says she's in love with me tried to kill me.
She got to be a damn fucking crazy.
You know we need to know L'Oreal.
Any girl who says she loved me tried to hurt me.
I need to hear
say like you.
We're always great.
Always great.
I don't want you to love me no more. I just want you to like me.
Just want you to like
me. I don't know.
Respect. We like respect.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you over here love me, something is going on. It's a problem that you love me. You allow me to do what... I love you because you allow me to cheat. I love you because you allow me to do whatever the fuck I want to do. But if you like me, you like my ways.
So does it not bother you? Do you feel like you're not enough if this person does? Because should he feel like he's not enough?
Ain't nothing I can do with this nub.
No.
It's something else there though. It's something else there because he don't sound like this. She's like, I can't leave him. Like she loses everything. You know what I'm saying? If she does, it's something there that she's not telling you.
So do you feel like she's probably financially getting taken care of?
Of course,
sounds about right.
Yeah. It sounds like she getting, because when a woman's like, I can't. Sometimes it's the financial stable or the security. She's like, I can't lose him. So it's like, damn, you out here don't really. He's not satisfying you if you got to go get that from shorty. So,
but sometimes it's just what you can't like, what you can't have seems more appealing, and then when you get it, you're like, "Fuck, I fucked everything up for this, and it wasn't even worth it." So when I hear I can't lose him, I feel like that means you really love him. This is probably the first person you really ever loved, and that's why you know you can't lose him. But you want to play around, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. If he's not into that shit and he wants a committed relationship. And you're not giving him that, then you're low-key hurting him for no, the person that loves you for no reason.
I think we got a situation with that. So, you know, the phrase, first of all, goes the grass ain't greener on the other side, right?
Yeah. 80-20.
But what you say after that is, try watering your own grass, because you're looking over there. Now, if you pay just as much attention as what you're looking over there, grass again. Doing your grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. Oh,
wow. He really wanted to settle. I think he a great dude, another Jersey fella.
Mm-hmm. Let's
Lori
go.
Harvey, mm-hmm. And then what ended up happening, she still want to be outside. I don't get that.
Well, you see who her mama. Her mama didn't tell that thing or two. You get what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And she is. I actually just seen her at Essence Fest, and my mind was blown because, you know, when we look at people on IG, that's just everybody. You see them in person. Mm-hmm. I promise y'all, she looks like a little girl.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a pretty little girl. Yeah. But, like, she, I don't understand how these grown men are even less than. I mean, Michael B. Jordan and her, I see how they complimented each other. But, like, just some of these guys that be lusting over her, I'm just like, yuck. Not like that, but, like, she looks like a kid.
Yeah.
She and does. I just don't get it.
How tall is she?
She's small.
Yeah. She probably like five, six.
Yeah. Six times before my friend told me. Because I thought it was a kid. I thought she was a kid. And I'm not trying to play her. Because you know how motherfuckers will take shit around with it. She really looked like a teenager.
Yeah, like one of the Sky Jacksons or one of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it gave. That's what it gave to me. So I'm like, wow, this is future and all these motherfuckers are going crazy. Like,
Instagram is a motherfucker.
Yeah,
excuse my language. Instagram is
a motherfucker. No. Give the language.
Them angles are crazy, right?
Yeah,
them
angles. It
is. It's definitely is.
So what do you mean by water your grass? Which something that you think that she could be doing to kind of satisfy herself but still keep her relationship? Or is this something that's going to be on the table?
You know, I come with one word every time I talk. Even when I'm talking to Ace, communication is key.
Yeah. Yes.
Communicate. I don't know what their problems are, but we need to first know, have you communicated to try to fix it before you try to run?
Right.
Because you're worried about how that person feels. Then how much do you truly love them?
Think about it now.
Because if you really did, you try to work that situation out. Yeah. This is what I think you're doing wrong. Let's work on this, baby. Mm-hmm. Not, let me go run to this chick because I think, you know what I'm saying, she could do what you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only ran because I loved her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Are you talking to him?
No.
We was talking about the DM.
The fuck? Oh,
okay. Well, he ran from Applebee's because he loved her. What are you saying right now?
We still at Applebee's.
Because I loved
that
her.
That was a little dramatic for my bro, man.
I do think that, like, what we do is we make choices for people. And that's crazy to me. Because there's definitely situations where maybe a motherfucker will be like, you know what? I'm cool with that. Go fuck that bitch. I've been tired of fucking you every night too, bitch.
Not even that
I want somebody else, but I don't want to have to fuck you every night. My sex drive ain't even there. Like, that might be the real thing. That's why the passion ain't there.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're choosing for a motherfucker is what, and if you're scared to lose them, it doesn't matter. You're going to lose them one way or another by just doing what you want to do and lying about it.
Yeah, so what I was saying is the only people I actually left was I was in love with them. I loved them.
Okay, you left because you loved them?
I left because I loved them. But if I like you, I stay with you forever.
I don't get it.
I didn't want her to hurt me, so that's why I left her. You know what I'm saying? Because I was in love with her. But if I just like you, me, go ahead and fuck other people all you want to, and I'm going to still be with you.
Would you do that?
Because I like you. I like your ways.
No, that's backwards as fuck.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's scared to give somebody else. You scared to give her control. Yeah, so you. Because
of karma. Yeah. I know I heard it plenty of women out here. You know what I'm saying?
Heard it?
Hurt.
You just hurt them.
TD?
He said TD.
He's
like, Edie.
TD.
Nah, but yeah, all the time is like, if I love you, like, I'm not gonna allow you to hurt me because I'm scared of that hurt.
Hurt it.
You
know?
Apostrophe D or ED? What we doing?
Yeah, but if I like you, shit, you go ahead and fuck this other person. I had plenty of girls that I fuck with that I know they had different dudes they was fucking or have boyfriends and stuff like that. I like you, but if I was in love with you, I can't let you do nothing. I don't even want you to look at the next nigga. I don't want you doing this. I don't want you doing that.
So you kind of don't want to mess up the dynamic of the relationship. But you like how it is with the light. Because y'all might do raunchy certain things that y'all... Yeah.
So you hurt the person that you actually really love.
Yeah, a lot of girls that I loved, I actually hurt you because I left. You know what I'm saying? But if I like you, I stay with you if you cheat on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I like you. I like your ways. I like the way you act. I like everything about you. But if I'm in love with you, I left you in the first motherfucking
This nigga got, different, right?
I got the fuck out of here. As soon as I start loving you, I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here for this girl hurt me.
Have you ever left somebody that you love because you felt like you loved them too much and they could hurt you? Similar to Wax, but like smarter?
Thanks, Gloria.
Yeah, you're welcome. Right.
Nah, I always took that chance.
Yeah, me too. Uh-huh.
I always took the chance.
I couldn't imagine being like, oh my God, I really love this person. Let me run away. If anything, I might fuck it up because like I'm trying not to fuck it up.
Word. I've done that before. That probably happens. That's happened to me most.
Nobody asked you. We're talking to Asia and Pac.
Right. That happens majority of the time.
Did you ever do that before?
Yeah, like I try not to fuck it up and I end up fucking it up.
Yeah. Worse.
Listen,
right?
Like, yeah, whatever I'm in right now, I'm fucking it up right now. Like, literally.
So like, what do you think you're doing?
I think I'm...
Or what do you know that you're doing? Purposely.
Oh, purposely I'm not. It's just, it comes with this lifestyle I'm starting to know, like just dating. Like I just recently started dating. And I'm when I say dating, I mean like actually having conversations with people and stuff. So I'm getting to the point where like me going outside, seeing I know somebody, seeing like people know who I am, like they get jealous out here. And you're looking like, well, this is who I am. This is just me being who I am. And it kind of gets like frustrating.
Yeah, do you
and it
get
puts
jealous?
A little gap. No, I don't really get jealous.
How about you?
I get jealous.
You do.
I haven't learned that yet. Nah. But not in an over jealous way. I like that little tease, like, oh, that nigga wanted my shorty. Yeah. Like, no, to me, that's eternal.
That's different. I like that. Yeah. If you find somebody I'm with attractive, that just made me like, oh, yeah, I'm doing right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got me one.
Then you go tear that thing down even harder when you get home that night. Mm-hmm. But not on no jealous, like, yo, you can't go here. What you doing?
Yeah.
I'm the type, I like mine wearing whatever they want to wear because I like when dudes be looking. And I like when they be trying. I don't even stop a dude from talking. That's her job. Mm-hmm. No, that's her job.
That is what she got going on.
Yeah. All right, you asked me about a test. Here we go. Mm-hmm. My test be, how does a woman respond to when a man tries to kick it to her?
Yep.
So if you start to smile, and no, I'm okay.
So much attention.
That's a little
you like,
too
oh,
much.
You like, oh, bitch, you smiling,
Yeah.
Now, I know that loud lead to.
I'm good. Thank you, though, for asking. Boom, you keep it moving. That's different.
I like that girl.
Yeah.
If you see a motherfucker not smiling around pot, you know what it is.
And you already.
Listen, my
that's
thing,
his girl right there.
My thing is, if you can show your bottom teeth and your top teeth, it's doing too much.
That's a fact. Oh, or they come like, back with a second question.
It. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You out the way. But if you out here cheesing.
Okay, hold on. What about?
She don't say nothing.
I like her even more because now you're respecting your man.
Okay, I need L'Oreal's opinion. What you do with the dude?
I was going to say, what about somebody like me? Because ultimately, if I'm not smiling at a motherfucker now, I'm going to be like, this nasty bitch didn't want to speak, da 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 da. So, like.
And that's when I step in that. You know what I'm saying?
But when you get
you,
this,
but I'm just saying, like,
why the fuck would you step anywhere near me other than in
I ain't
the
talking
studio?
About you.
All right, well, don't associate yourself with me.
I wasn't talking about you,
I'm
though.
Just making it clear.
Well,
draw
it's
the
here.
Line.
Draw
the
line right
in the
here.
Fucking sand,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay.
We ain't got no fucking sand.
What you say
draw.
Now?
I was going to ask you, but you know they always got another question. Oh, I got one. Well, we could just be friends.
Always.
Now, are you still after that point? Now, where do you take it? Is it, I'm good? Or is there a short answer then, or is you now playing? No, okay.
So, no, I always shut everybody down. And then when I don't, you don't really, to me, nowadays, it's easy to take somebody's number and keep it moving. Nine times out of ten, I'll take somebody's number and put the shit on block. Because you know motherfuckers be like, call me right now. No, call. Yeah. I'm not seeing it.
But what
so I'm like, yeah.
L'Oreal?
No.
In the relationship?
Same. It doesn't matter. Nigga, you're going on block. Like, you, I like to make a person
smart.
Think.
God,
yeah.
Damn.
I like when a person thinks like, oh, okay, she's like, they happy when they have that encounter. Yeah. That's, look, I'm walking in the airport today. I look like shit. And the guy was like, L'Oreal? And then he started going crazy. And I'm like, hey, and I talked to him for a minute. I'm laughing. So, that did not do nothing out of my day. It made the fuck out of his.
Facts.
Right? So there's been people that go, oh, take my number or follow me on Instagram. I'll do it. And sometimes I'll leave a follow up. And I used to have somebody I was dating. I'd be like, oh, I seen you just follow. Da, 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 da.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck about that person. I don't even see them on my algorithm. Nigga. Like, I barely see my friends. So, like, when I think about things like that, I could understand how a man could get upset. Like, yo, she gave the number, da da da. That nigga's never gonna get an answer because I don't even answer you. So why would I answer?
Shit.
No, it's true.
No, it's facts.
You know what I mean? So, I think it's just easier to make a motherfucker's day and be like, oh, she must be too busy to have her answer. or her shit's going straight to voicemail. So I don't know.
It's chess.
And also it's because of what I do. But if my man who say he don't do nothing and he not playing a sport or a rapping or doing none of that shit, and he giving out, hell no, bitch. Fuck is you think is going on here? You know what I mean? Like, it's, we ain't doing
because he don't know how to block. He don't know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, you ain't blocking, nigga.
He ain't blocking.
Why the men don't know how to block?
Yeah,
he might know how to block, too.
He going to be all Millie rocking on her block. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Her block. No, thank you. So I don't think that guys should take that too serious because I promise you, sometimes you're only doing it for your own safety. Niggas is real scary sometimes, too. Niggas get rude. Niggas get nasty. Niggas want to, well, fuck you that bitch. Yeah. And you know me. That's not about to just rock.
Yeah, we don't do like that.
Who you talking to? And it just go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. L'Oreal might look how she look right now, but she's still gangster with it. Absolutely. We ain't
playing
that.
I try to fucking kill her, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It was
Yeah, she did.
I really told Wax I was fucking how you dead in the morning, nigga. And I was not playing. Yeah, nah, I ain't like Wax at first.
You.
I fucking hated that nigga. I'm like, don't bring that fucking bum ass nigga around.
I said the same thing
as you. No, you didn't. I never been a bum.
Well, I'm a bum now.
Yeah, I know you're a bum. You can't afford Applebee's.
Let's I can't. Why would I afford Applebee's?
Okay. Right. Now, we're going to get into some topics. So there's a owner of a funeral home in Colorado that admitted to illegally selling body parts and gave the families phony ashes. What the fuck? You've been that nigga would have been in the fucking cement in the cemetery himself. I would have had to kill
this
nigga.
You don't know who it is at the end of the day anyway. Unless you actually see the person get like burnt and stuff like that, you don't know what that is.
Remember when the woman threw the ashes when she was mad at the nigga?
Oh, she got charged.
Yeah, she did.
What happened with that?
So he cheated. So she took the mother's ashes and threw them shits in the motherfucking Mississippi River or some shit.
Does that commit murder twice?
So basically, it's like the like a disposal of a human remains illegally or something like that. Yeah, she stole it and then did that. So she went to jail behind it.
It was his property.
But I did say with that, I was like, you know, the mother was like, we going to break this bitch up one last time. I'm going to do what I got to do. Her spirit came. She was like, throw me out the river.
That's crazy.
And got her son away from that. But either way, what would you do if you found out? Does this happen to a dozen families that he did, and he admitted to it finally? Damn. So what would you do?
He should have took that for his grave.
Yeah, he should have. Why the fuck did he tell anybody?
I would have too.
Who's buying body parts out here like that? Oh, now they be eating motherfuckers too. You know, white people. What's that movie? There's a movie where they fucking be eating people.
Walking Dead.
No, that's zombies.
You talking about like a real?
Nah, it was something I just recently saw.
Carnivals.
He said carnivals. What?
He said carnivals.
It was something where they had to, they was like chopping the bitch's body parts off, and she had to flirt with the nigga, and he made her eat the body part.
Oh, we know some Hannibal Lecter type shit. Yeah, for real.
It was something on like Netflix or something. Anyway, Amazon Prime, because I remember watching it. Anyway, Memphis rapper scammed government out of $1.2 million in COVID relief funds. He bragged about it on YouTube and in videos, and now he's pleading guilty to fraud. So I feel like a lot of people did this during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was about to say, that ain't really shocked me too much.
What's his name? Not Razzby, the other.
He's a Razzby.
Baby Blue.
Oh, in Miami. Yeah.
Dude from Pretty Ricky that had the big doofy chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that from his PPP loan or something, apparently. And he's in jail. He got locked up.
Yeah, they coming back for everybody with them. You can actually look a person's first and last name up. They show who had the loans now.
What is mine?
Absolutely.
And why did they think X put they could me get on away there. With this?
How many times have you seen my name?
Yeah. No, dead ass. Can you go to the site and put Wax's name?
It's gonna say Wax.
Yo, Jordan, show get the site.
He like shit. People can see shit.
He gonna pull it up too.
Gonna put Wax's name in there.
That's a fact.
Mike, right?
Yep. Mike Jones.
He gonna pull it up. That's what he do.
Hey, you good? You got time to clear that?
No, y'all.
I paid back the loan. They should have fucking shit.
Get another one.
Okay, let's talk about some black excellence. Now, Miss Pat, she signed with BET with an overall deal.
Dope.
That's the Miss Pat show. It renewed for season 3, so she's going to be on BET. Shout out to my girl Eva Marcel. She has her new show as well. Peace. All the Queen's Men. This is going to be the second season. That's also dropping. So big shout out to her for that. That's and make sure y'all check out that Unjust and Run podcast brought to you by Macy's. Stacey Abrams. Now, this is something. If you in Georgia, we in Georgia right now. Y'all need to pay a fuck attention because we need to make sure Brian Kemp doesn't become the governor again. This nigga got motherfuckers walking around with guns ready to shoot each other. He don't give a fuck what's happening in Georgia. Stacey Abrams changed so much shit here in Georgia. And y'all need to go out and vote in November and make sure that she is the governor.
Go vote, go vote.
Yeah, go vote. And that's something that we need to very much so engrave in people's minds because we already see what they're doing out here with the women's rights and voting rights. And they're literally trying to take things backwards, you know. And what can we do? It's almost like we're just sitting back watching it happen.
Right.
You know, we're not voting. We're not doing what we're supposed to. Y'all need to grow the fuck up. Go to the polls. Do what you got to do in every election. I don't give a fuck. Local is the most important ones because those are the people that are saying what's going to happen in your city, in your town. So make sure y'all get out there and vote. If you don't know how, fucking get on Google and figure it out. Y'all niggas done found out how to steal PPP loans from the fucking government, but you don't know how to vote for your fucking city officials.
So out here, too, they can't have abortions?
Everywhere. It's like what they did was overturn the Roe versus Wade. So it's basically like you can get abortions in certain places because it is state by state. Yeah. But as a federal, it's a federal law. So I don't even,
so what about
I hate
plan
how
B's?
It doesn't really make sense.
It don't.
But it.
But can plan B's?
So plan B's, they still have them, but it's like a limited supply right
all
now.
All them shit and sell them shits on.
Everyone is doing that.
They
yeah. Do. And everyone is doing
they
that.
Do.
So it's like toilet
check
paper.
On the show.
Yeah. So I guess you just got to belly flap or try to kill yourself with a hanger.
Oh.
No, this is what I'm saying. This is what people were doing back in the day when you. There's people that are pregnant by their father right now.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the R. Kelly shit. Like, R. Kelly's mother taught the sister how to seduce him. Disgusting. There's people that are disgusting out here, and we need to protect the rights of women. So when there is a case of incest, rape, things like that, they're able to do what they need to do with their bodies. So, yeah, go out and vote, y'all. That's all we can really say. Beyonce is the first female artist to make Billboard charts. History will break my soul. Everybody took that. They seen Pride Month, and they said, we about to do the
That's it.
Drake did a whole album. You know, but shout out to her because we love Beyonce. And,
Queen.
Yeah, of course. Now, we're going to get into the best part of the show.
What we got?
The part that we love oh so much. And that's Wax's ABCs. Now, Wax's ABCs, we basically give Wax a word. We don't have to do anything but sit back and watch him embarrass himself. So, what? No, that's not what I meant. I meant you're going to give the definition, you're going to say the word, and you're going to use it in a sentence. And we're just going to watch. Yeah, we're going to go. Okay, now this is B-I-C-I-S-S-I-T-U-D-E.
Vic is sit D. Vic is this chick that you can talk to. She is sitting.
She got a tube.
U D. Vic is sit.
U-D.
Vic is... Okay, she's probably... It's probably like a, another language.
Oh, so this isn't English?
No, it's not English. It's Russian.
Okay, Russian.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Russian.
Pretty much.
This is the girl, Vic.
Okay.
She is... It's like studying. This is like the thing that they usually do out there in Russia. The Russians study everything. And... this is just a girl, Vic. She out there studying. She's studying.
Do you know what's happening in Russia right now?
They studying.
Exactly.
Right. All right. So Vic is studying.
In Russia?
No, she. Vic is sitting. All right. Vic is sitting. UD.
What word says UD in the middle? Like
UD.
Okay. But they, what are you doing? Give us a fucking come on. It's a time stamp.
Sorry. I went to Russia. I'm about to get a definition. I mean, a definition, a sentence?
Both.
Yeah, same thing. Oh, the definition is this girl Vic who liked to sit at UD. UD is like a hospital that they have out there in Russia. Because all this shit is happening out there, whatever L'Oreal is talking about. Vic is sitting at the UD, so instead of the hospital, what we call the hospital out here? The
what?
ER. Yeah. We call it the ER, but they call it the UD. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay.
When I went to Russia, it was going crazy out there, and whatever L'Oreal is talking about, I don't want to say it right here on the show.
Yeah, you can't say it.
I can't say it because they out there. Wow.
They gonna ban you.
This chick Vic. I'm saying she's sitting at the fucking UD, like the ER out here.
Okay, she got beat up.
Yeah, she's a Russian. It's a Russian word. Man, so okay, I was in Russia, and I was running down the street because whatever L'Oreal talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
And Vic was sitting at the UD.
Cause she had BB.
UD, right?
BB.
Okay, Smith, please help him out a little bit because he's like.
I bet you this is right. I bet you he's right.
The word is vicissitude, and it is a change or variation in the course of something.
You was close. You was close. You was close.
Damn, she's good. Damn, she's good. She's so good.
That girl good.
She was okay during the day, and then she had to go to the hospital. Change.
Okay, okay.
It's the way he kept saying it. It was sounding like four different words. Big, sit, sudi.
What is
he doing? UD.
Damn, okay, UD.
I don't know that we had to end on that note. It's really sad. So let's talk about Asia again really quickly. Where is it that you want them to go to follow again, to check out everything? What are you working on right now? Let the people know this is your time to spit your shit.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you to L'Oreal. I got to watch a great movie with you.
Yeah.
You came over to Pot's house. She's definitely a movie person.
Yes,
so y'all get
am.
Into that. She puts me on like a lot
she
of good movies.
Talk?
Yeah, she does. So my name.
Okay.
Yeah, she does. You feel me? That's a good vibe. But I'm Asia Tire. For the ones who don't know, you can follow me on Instagram right now. Instagram is like the poppin' wave. You can find me on TikTok at ASYAHTYRA. And for what I got coming out, definitely more music. It's all about the content and everything. You know, this world is changing. So right now I'm trying to just use my platform just to build more people and just females like me and just come out of your shell and be who you are. So if you want to be who you are, you want to follow somebody who's trendy, who's fashionable, who's likable, but also who's standing their ground right now, especially what's going on in the world, get out there and vote. Follow me and let's really talk about what's going on because I'm putting my foot down right now because I was kind of just like easy on it and just go with the flow, but that only gets you so far. You know what I'm saying? So let's do what we got to do, people. So Asia Tire, I'm here and I definitely got some features on the way. Can I drop some news on them?
Drop that news.
Yeah.
Yo, so you know, guys, I got Beam Me Up Scotty coming up by Asia Tyra. The song is crazy. I just had a crazy session yesterday. My dog X put it up, mixed by X for sure. He definitely doing his AR thing with the Pure Brand Music Group. You know how we do it. So I got a little song coming. How you say it? Tommy? 1-800-TOMMY is on the track, so definitely Beam Me Up Scotty is coming up, and he's definitely hot. Billboard's talked about him. He's like a rising star right now. We both from Florida, so being from Miami is great to come up with another artist.
Yeah,
and like y'all do it, and it be like on some X extension type stuff, you know, Lil Pump. So we trying to just bring back that hype crowd, you know, Live Nation music. So we definitely doing. I think his music's like stadium, and so is mine.
Yeah.
Nice. So we definitely making monumental music right now, and we having fun with it, so it's cool.
Big shout out to the big performers like you know you're a real performer and I can't wait to see you get out there and really shut down some stages, some festival
stages, and
things like that. And Pot, where can they find all the dope shit that's going on with Pure Brand Music Group as a motherfucking whole? I'm talking about from the restaurants to the A thing.
Absolutely. Pure Brand Music Group. P-U-R-B-R-E, no A, D, Music Group. So also, we just opened a restaurant, Montclair. It's called With a Touch of Love. It's amazing food. If you're in the Jersey area, come on through. We also got the Bullies, Pure Brand Legendary Bullies.
That's right.
Absolutely. And Pure Trucking. Got a couple trucks on the road. Uh-huh. Keep them wheels turning. Just we shaking. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely want to make sure I shout out Swag Glam once again.
Definitely.
Superior Styles.
Superior Styles.
Period.
These my bundles be bundling. You get what I'm saying? This is my Superior Styles.
Yes.
And y'all definitely check her out at Swag Glam. That's S-E-W-A GLAM. And I always tag in every single thing. Yes, y'all can see where the hair is, where to get the hair. Cause, and first of all, this is the best one so far for me because I like the curl. Yeah. And everybody's been asking me. So y'all go on over to Superior Styles. Definitely. Y'all can find it right on Swaglam's page.
Absolutely.
And go get y'all bundles as well because motherfuckers is good. Y'all got businesses. This is black businesses.
It's a fact. She's a stylist too. She does both.
Yeah, she does both.
Styling and styling.
So dope. So.
Celebrity to the stars. Let's go.
Man, what don't y'all do at Purebred?
I don't know. Mm.
We're not trying to find out, right?
We ain't trying to find out.
We ain't doing PPP.
We ain't doing that.
No. Is it
my name on
there?
It was, wasn't it?
It was
on
there,
right?
It's right here. It's a fucking reward for this. All right, Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. And we will see you next weekend. Thank y'all so much.
Yes, thank you, L'Oreal.
Thank you so much, L'Oreal.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.